Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Over the years as a pastor, I have gotten many questions about Christianity. They would ask, how do you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit? How do you know that you're in a place where God wants you? How do you get to become a preacher? How do I know that I'm in the will of God? Well, there is only one answer, and that is, how is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? How much time do you spend in the Word of God? Has God spoken to you? Have you accepted have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? Do you know that you belong to God? Do you know that you're going to heaven? Is that settled in your heart? Once these things are taken care of, then it's time to move on. Once you know that you belong to God, then you start seeking the will of God for your life. And in many cases, it comes automatically. But there are those who have to seek. There are those who have to look for what God wants them to do. In many cases, if God has a ministry for a person, he will even begin to train him in his life while he is not yet even saved. I have heard testimonies of that. He will train you in some certain area so that you can really function once you become born again by the Spirit of God. But as a rule, God wants a relationship. And after you become a Christian, if you do not have a relationship with God, regardless how trained you are, regardless how good you are at knowing the Word of God, if you do not have a relationship, you can miss the mark, you can stalemate, and you can even begin to forget that you are saved. That's what the Bible teaches us. They forget that they have been bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to teach on this interesting subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will open the ears of those that are listening. Help them to understand and see that you are willing, none perish, and that you want all your children to be occupied with your work and to be ready for your coming. I thank you, O God, that you will open the hearts and the minds of the people. You will anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the greatest discouragements, one of the saddest things for a Christian to be at is after he gets a little older in life and he still does not know what God wants him to do with his life. He's unsure of himself. He's not even sure of his salvation. Well, like I said before, if you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then that is going to be a plague at the end of your life, because you will be unsure of yourself and the devil is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. Not that he will be able to take away your salvation, but he will rob you of the joy of your salvation. And that can cause a lot of heartache. And that's where many pastor has to spend time with people, encouraging them and telling them that the Word of God stands. If you believe, then you are in the arms of Jesus and nothing can hurt you. But for starters, if you want to get to know the Lord, you don't have to go to Bible school. If it's possible, then maybe go, but be careful who your teachers are. They can lead you into error, and they can lead you into deception, because many teachers today in Bible seminaries have some very strange ideas. They will lead you away from the simplicity of the cross of Christ. If possible, get to know the Lord yourself. In Isaiah chapter 50, in verse 4, it tells us, "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned." What does that mean? The Lord wakes me up every morning. I get up every morning to have a conversation with the Lord, and he will talk to me. He will awaken my ear so that my ear can hear and will understand. If the Bible teaches us something very interesting, "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened." And that is the truth of the Word of God. When I became a Christian, I had no one to teach me. I had no Bible school. The people, the place where I had become a Christian would have liked that I should forget about being a Christian and come back into the fold of the religion where I was in. So I had to study the Word myself. I had to seek out what God had for me. And before I got to know too many preachers, I was able to pray in tongues. I got to know the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was there. I didn't need anybody to teach me, even though I did listen to some radio programs which would preach the gospel, but that's as far as they would go. They would simply preach the gospel over and over and over again, just in different forms and ways. But to get to really know the heart of God and to get into the power of the Holy Spirit, I had to seek it for myself. Then I learned something very, very valuable, found in Isaiah chapter 49 in verse 25. I will read this scripture to you. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. Listen to this scripture. He is telling us the one that's holding captives, our friends, our family, the people, the ones, the terrible one that is holding everybody captive. I will contend with him for you. All I need to do is ask the Lord, and the Lord will start to contend with Satan for my relatives, for my loved ones, for those that I'm praying for. If we pray for people, then already you set things in motion where God will start to set the captives free. Our job is to preach the gospel, to let people know how Christianity works, and it's God's job to give the increase. So he will contend with Satan, and Satan will have to let the captives go. We have to understand something. I'll give you an example in the natural. When you grow out to plant the garden, if you do not plant that seed into the ground, God cannot give it the increase. God cannot make it to grow. It is up to us to put the seed into the ground and even to water it. But God will give the increase. So it is when you preach the gospel. You have to tell people, and God will then start working in the hearts and minds of those who hear the gospel being preached. Listen to Acts chapter 13 in verse 39. And by all him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Many religious people and many Christians today are teaching the laws of Moses. But the Bible teaches us you cannot be set free from sin by observing the laws of Moses, for we are incapable of keeping the law perfect. So he tells us, by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's a very interesting scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ simply sets us free from the clutches of Satan, where the law of Moses simply told us we were wrong, trying to keep the law so that we will become born again or get saved is not the plan of God. The law is there to let you know that you're a sinner. But the grace of God is there to set you free from being a sinner. He simply gives it to us for free because he knows we cannot do what the law commands. How beautiful is that word? By him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the laws of Moses. That scripture is very, very valuable. Because we cannot do it ourselves, God has to do it for us. For it was through his flesh, through his suffering, whereby we became recipients of the kingdom of eternal life when we turn to that for our salvation. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew not God, and it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So look at that one. The wisdom of God is not the wisdom of the world. The world will try somehow through religious organizations, through religious activity, they will try to somehow attain eternal life. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The foolishness of preaching the cross of Calvary, that we're saved by grace through faith. That's foolishness to the world. But God chose that to save them that believe. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that good? Hallelujah. God is an incredible God. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them that are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So, here is what we have in Christ Jesus. Unto the both Jews and Greeks who will listen, who will believe, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's how simple it becomes. So we need to open our hearts to these awesome and interesting truths, for the Bible is very, very clear. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 30, it tells us, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In Christ Jesus, we have wisdom, we have righteousness, we have sanctification, and we have redemption. That's the foolishness of God to the human being. But to us that are saved, it is not foolishness. It is the power of God. We cannot help ourselves. God had to help us through his incredible work at the cross of Calvary. We need to open our hearts and our minds to these awesome and interesting truths that the Word of God presents to us. Because if we don't, there's coming a judgment. And those who don't accept this message of salvation will have to spend their eternity separated from Christ, separated from life in the eternal lake of fire. So open your heart to those interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
They hung their heads in sorrow. Jesus, their Lord, had died. No reason to live tomorrow. 11 bowed down and cried. Then Mary ran down a dusty road. Cried Peter, come see where he lay. For I've seen the Master outside the tomb. He is a risen.
The Bible teaches us that men do not submit themselves unto God. They don't understand the righteousness of God, so they create their own righteousness by teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, instead of teaching God's doctrines to teach what man comes up with. And these teachings, in many cases, are nothing but vain inventions of man's heart, or even worse, the Bible teaches us that in the last days they will listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And this is what we're seeing throughout the world today. It must break the heart of God to hear what people teach what they call are the commandments of God. The Lord Jesus Christ will one day bring this to all people's attention. And we have to understand and not leave what God has called us to preach. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 8, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God." The preaching of the cross is to many, many people foolishness. And even to those that do believe in the cross, they mix the debris of man's doctrines into that simple message, thus burying the cross in the debris of man's teachings and strange doctrines. So we have to stay with what the Lord Jesus Christ has commissioned us to do. To preach the gospel to every person on this planet, regardless how far he is from you or how close he is to you. And I have to say, the hardest one is preaching to those that are closest to you. In Psalms chapter 40 in verse 10, the psalmist puts it like this: "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." So King David said, "I did not keep this message to myself. I did not keep this great plan of salvation that you have given me to myself. I did not conceal it in my heart, but I brought it out to the great congregation." How many of us today preach the gospel in its simplicity, without mixing in strange doctrines that lead away from the simplicity of the cross? And the simple preaching of the cross is what gets man's attention. God opens people's hearts if you preach that simple truth, that it is salvation through faith in the finished work of the cross, the blood of Jesus cleansing us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus is what makes us born again by the Spirit of the living God. It is the blood of Jesus that washed our sins away. It's not we ourselves that did it. It's the blood of Jesus. And that blood had to be spilled when Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was crucified at the cross of Calvary. The Bible teaches us, "For he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." This is what the preaching of the cross is. It is the blood of Jesus that makes us right with God, and not our religious exercises. So open your heart to those interesting truths. We are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back for his bride, and those who are not ready will be left behind. And those who are not saved in the end, there's coming a great white throne judgment. Those who will not be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be eternally separated from God. They will be placed into the eternal lake of fire, where the Bible teaches us the smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. Imagine forever being separated from God, forever being tormented by these horrifying flames that are in the lake of fire. Only God knows how bad it is. We cannot even imagine it, even though sometimes we try. So I'm asking you to open your hearts to the simple preaching of the cross. I'm asking you to open your hearts to the way of salvation so that you can stand holy and pure in front of God when this great day comes. So let the Lord open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing to yourselves. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.